Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders from Talk Radio News. One of our faves, Jeff Holtzman. We don't hold it against him that he's a Redskin fan. Jeff, how do you like that shot?
Oh. I'll be laughing tonight when my Skins beat the Vikings and end up only a game behind, or actually tied with your Eagles.
Hopefully you can beat the mighty Vikings. We'll see.
Shouldn't be difficult.
Shouldn't be difficult. All right, so the buzz is about Obamacare, so I can't not have you on the show and ask you about that. Are they changing the perception of all the negative publicity that's been happening? Because Sebelius just got nailed the other day on the Hill for all the mistakes with the website and everything else.
I don't necessarily think that the administration has done much to change the public perception of Obamacare, which used to be pretty good, and now is plummeting due to this website debacle. Sebelius was on the Hill yesterday, the second time in 2 weeks. She apologized for the problems with the site. She said that they're looking into getting it fixed and that there's hundreds of bugs and that they hope to have it fully functional by the end of November. And she said that, and one of the things the administration is now doing, Kate, is they're downplaying expectations for the initial Obamacare enrollment numbers. Originally, they predicted that 800,000 people would enroll in the first month, and Sebelius said yesterday that the numbers are going to be much lower, mostly because of the website problems, people having a lot of difficulty signing up for benefits and that sort of thing. So they're sort of limiting or lowering, I should say, expectations at this point. And so, you know, when the numbers come out next week, it won't be a shock. That's the administration's goal right now.
Yeah. All right, so we move on from that, speaking of numbers, to the administration putting out a report that the economy actually grew over the summer. What did the report say?
Yeah, Commerce Department says the real GDP of the U.S. actually grew by almost 3% in the third quarter of this year, which would be the summer months, July, August, September. And that's better than what forecasters had expected. But the administration, including the White House, is saying that the government shutdown, which lasted for 16 days in October, severely threatens to reverse those numbers when the fourth quarter GDP numbers are released sometime early next year. The White House and the administration says that the proof or the report of the third quarter positive news is proof that the Congress should not play games with the nation's economy and should keep the government open. Of course, a lot of estimates show that the shutdown cost the economy $24 billion. The administration says that it's likely that when the fourth quarter numbers are released next year, they'll show that GDP shrunk somewhere around a quarter of a percentage point.
Wow. Let's rattle off a couple of other quick things. The farm bill, the whole subsidies with farms, you know, there's now some controversy because we're talking about a report comes out about let's dig further into this, who's getting these subsidies, and it turns out a bunch of billionaires, including Paul Allen, gets money, receives subsidies, breaks from the farm bill previously. So are they going to tweak that at all, or what's happening with the farm bill?
Well, I would look for that to be a major point of discussion now in negotiations. The House and Senate have both entered into formal negotiations on their two farm bills that they've each passed this year. They have to merge the difference or take out the differences and merge the bills into one in order to get it to President Obama's desk. And so it'll be a tall order, mostly because the House bill, led by Republicans, takes out a lot of money from the food stamp program, the so-called SNAP program. It takes out $40 billion over 10 years. Mm-hmm. But what this new report from the Environmental Working Group shows is that the federal government, through the last farm bill, actually gave out $11.3 million in taxpayer-funded farm subsidies from 1995 to 2012 to 50 billionaires or businesses in which they have some form of ownership. The billionaires, Kate, who got the subsidies have a combined net worth of $316 billion, according to Forbes, and they include, as you mentioned, Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen, and also includes investment titan Charles Schwab, and S. Truett Cathy, who owns Chick-fil-A, which I might add is delicious.
Nice. Jeff Holtzman, Talk Radio News. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you. See ya.
All right, interesting. I talked to Jeff right before the game, and boy, that was not the outcome that he was hoping for, because Minnesota ended up beating the Washington Redskins. Who would think it? They almost won last week against the Dallas Cowboys. As many of you know, that was our nail the score game. So for grins, I'll throw it in. The final score, Minnesota 34, Washington 27. And Adrian Peterson was a big reason for why they pulled off that win. because he was able to really eat up the yards on the ground, and so much for what a layup game, ha-ha, that was going to be against Minnesota. I feel a little Minnesota pride because our mothership, the GCN Network, is located in Minneapolis, right there in one of the suburbs of Minneapolis. So Peterson runs for 75 yards, 2 touchdowns, and how about that? A couple of incompletions from RG3, so they hold on this time for 34-27. My, oh, my. Coming up on this edition of America Tonight, we're going to zig and zag in a couple of different directions, including, naturally, the latest of what's happening in D.C., which just makes you cringe when it comes to Obamacare and, you know, the big rollout and glitches and all that sort of stuff. But now the president apologizing and saying he's going to help people who have lost their policies, who aren't able to keep the same policy. So it's an ever-fluid story. It just keeps changing. And the numbers keep changing. They're arguing that the initial sign-up figures were going to be low. And they say that one day, but then our pals like Jeff and others who are covering the White House are telling us, and they're switching the narrative the next day. So like I said, it's a fluid story. And one of our callers, Dan the Man, decided he would have, we would have some fun on the show, and it's called Dan's Recall Agenda. And many of you are starting to sound off on it for the next couple of weeks. We're going to see, because, you know, he and I got into the whole idea of, he says, well, what about recalling the president? That's not happening. No way. I will walk naked to New Jersey. He's not going to be impeached. But I understand that people are upset. So Dan wants to see, as well as I do, if you really, you think there could be a recall movement. So far, we're kind of split down the middle on that. So just for fun, I'll get you up to date on the numbers, too. So the lower expectations is what initially is being pushed here. And when we say lower expectations, this went live October 1st. So the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, remember the person who was running it, said that they anticipated 800,000 Americans would sign up for insurance in the first month alone. But they're seeing that the numbers are lower, and the reason is because they're saying the website was all gunked up, and that's part of the problem. So this whole idea of insurers dropping customers and arguing about it and saying, well, we're going to do something to make up for that. What can they do to make up for that? I don't understand, because how do you do that? You can't go back in a time capsule and re-rack it. The insurance companies are going to push forward and do what they're going to do. And if they're changing the policy to meet with the regulations of what the affordable health care is, what the act is, then that's what they're doing. They're complying with what the law is. So they're not going to change the law. So I don't see how they're going to be able to honor that. It doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense to me. But who knows? Maybe they got something else up their sleeve in D.C. They don't like those dropping numbers. All right, stay with us. We're kicking it over to the other side with a few surprises. Hang through. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
So the clock is ticking on how much time you have left to sign up for health care, by the way, if you don't have any, or yours is getting canceled. You did get a couple of extra months, just a big reminder from me to you. I'm passing it on. March 31st, the president shoved that deadline, and the deadline for all of the woes of the website to be over is November 30th, November 30th. So, I'll be watching. I don't know about you. By the way, we have a final figure that I want to throw out here right at the top. Remember all that dead time we were paying for as taxpayers? I'm talking about the 16-day shutdown, how quickly all of us forget. Yeah, they say the official cost of that, ready? $2.5 billion. $2.5 billion. What could you do with $2.5 billion? Yeah, I can think of a lot of things, a lot of woes that we could solve. How about people who got messed up with food stamps? We could give some of that money back, right? Because it's not people just kicking back on their heels, woohoo, and having a party and good time. There are a lot of hardworking Americans who have gotten jammed up because of the way things are being run, who frankly need food stamps, but of course that's getting slashed. So, the president's budget chief said officially it costs us $2.5 billion for that furlough of the federal employees. Remember, in the very beginning, the peak of it, you had almost 900,000 people that were out. 40% of the civilian federal workforce weren't at work. They weren't at work. And then that dropped off because more people came back to work. And the Office of Management and Budget, OMB, where the guy, when I think of the guys of OMB, I think of the men in black. They just appear with suitcases full of money or without money. They say that federal employees were furloughed for a combined total of 6.6 million workdays. Boy, that puts it in perspective, doesn't it? So we gave everybody off 6.6 million workdays if you added up the workers. And then we blew $2.5 million for what? For what? And then here we are again, still dealing with, oh, we got to come up with a budget. I mean, the House Budget Committee, finally, duh. It's like, so you have to only hit them over the head 10 times. But a House Senate Budget Committee is meeting to try to devise a budget plan for 2014. Because remember, it started on October 1st, so we're already in the hole again. We're still going back to get the budget from before, and now we have to go forward to get the next budget. If we juggled our households and our finances this way, we'd all be living under the bridge together in a tent city. I'm serious. We would. Because how could we couldn't possibly make it. I mean, we couldn't. Because nothing would be budgeted. So you heard our exciting clock. That's the GCN atomic clock counting down with us the time that you have left to sign up. Here it is. For health care. You still have some time. Get through the holidays. Woohoo! All of a sudden, it's New Year's. We're into a new year. And you got a couple of quick months before that's it. You got to get that coverage. So as I said, I think the big story was the president apologizing for Americans losing health coverage. He was on an NBC show. He did an exclusive interview on NBC with Chuck Todd. And he said he's sorry that people are losing current insurance plans because of the Affordable Care Act. Even though he promised that they would get the health care they liked. He said, I'm sorry they're in this situation. And then the big quote, I think, he comes out and he says, we've got to work hard to make sure they know we're hearing them and we're going to do everything we can to deal with folks. I don't know why I hate that word. Folks who find themselves in a tough position as a consequence of what happened, of the big change. But see, I don't see what they can do because they cannot force the insurance companies to stick with what they have since they're the ones that came up with the regulations that they now have to meet. And it's interesting because the comments to Chuck Todd are just 10 days after another NBC reporter said that the administration knew since the summer of 2010 that millions of Americans could lose their insurance. So they knew that. Because they had the information and they knew what the regulations were going to do. And even though there were all these assurances that if you like your insurance, you're going to be able to keep it. Because this is a big deal with people, right? I mean, how many of you have switched jobs or how many of you have different things happen in your life? You add a child, you get divorced, you get remarried. I mean, the things that happen in life, it's messy. And you, with that goes the insurance. And it's a big deal. When you're jumping from spot to spot. And when you finally have one that you like and then you're all of a sudden dumped on the curb, it's a hassle. It is. It's a hassle. And figuring out what the right plan is, it's like reading Greek. It is. Personally, I think it's easier to come up with budgets than it is to go through healthcare plans. And that's partially why I believe a lot of people don't want to deal with it. Even if there was something that was comparable, they'd have to get out a big shovel and dig through everything. So here's the key thing. The president apologizes. This is the big story, in my opinion. The president apologizes for messing up the situation. And then you've got this story about, well, they knew back in 2010. Because the Department of Health and Human Services, they had to look through all of this. And they say, if you go back to July of that year, they estimated that 40 to 67% of the 14 million consumers in the marketplace, individual insurance, would lose policies because of the turnover. That there's just no question they would lose policies. Now, 80% of Americans who get their health insurance through employers or through Medicaid or Medicare, it's different because you're not affected. Unless it's like a little tweak, but you're not really affected. It's that one group, which is an important group because they're entrepreneurs, they're self-employed, all of that kind of stuff. It's the 1099ers. And the White House spokesperson, Jay Carney, who's now always on the defense, forget playing offense, is saying that those being forced to find new plans are going to find better quality coverage. Better quality coverage. But that's, again, after you read through every single health plan through the holidays on the Internet and pick one out that you think is going to work. And what they're trying to, what he's trying to say is it was the Wild West before. It's under-regulated. And this is now the insurance company is going to be watched at this point. So will they have better coverage? That's the party line. Better coverage, more affordable coverage, better coverage. And also, in the NBC interview, the president defended his man, Kathleen Sebelius, and said, you know what, she doesn't write code. She wasn't our IT person. So he was sticking up for Sebelius and said, you know, it's not her. Don't blame her. What's interesting is Senator Max Baucus, the Democratic Senate Finance Committee chair, and he was a key person involved, if you remember, in the bill, said the problems were unacceptable during a hearing where Sebelius was grilled on Wednesday, and said it was disappointing to see members of the administration say they didn't see the problems coming. And then John Boehner said an apology was in order, but what Americans want to hear is that the president's going to keep his promise. How that promise is going to be kept, I have no idea. What do you call up the insurance companies and say, listen, if however many people are on the plan, you just got to keep it. You just got to figure it out. Don't fade them off of the plans. There has to be a way to work this out, and there isn't, because they wouldn't be compliant with the law. And they have to be compliant with the law, frankly. So that's not going to work. In what world does that work? It doesn't work, right? All right, many of you have definitely had your say on recall or no recall. And when we come back, I'm going to give you some of the new numbers on that. If you want to weigh in, you can. Caller Dan says, recall the president. Forget the word impeachment because I told him no way is that happening. And you can send in what you think, up, down, upvote, downvote, whatever, at americatonight.net. We got some of those next.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Music is a world within itself, with a language we all understand, with an equal opportunity for all to sing, dance, and clap their hands. But just because a record has a groove, don't make it in the groove. But you can tell right away if that's a...
Speaking of getting in the groove, coming up in our next segment on America Tonight, Toronto's mayor goes berserk. We have the audio of it. I think you'll get kind of a weird chuckle out of it. Plus, the blunder of the day, and it's a doozy. The three dreaded letters, there's my hint, are involved. And how about the Daily Salute? You know what? The Daily Salute, I'm going to give it to you right here before we go into Dan's recall. Twitter went public, 140 characters. Imagine that. People breaking news, communicating that way, amassing a wild thread of thousands of people across the land. So Twitter, with their initial public offering, the price opens at 26. But at the end of the day, 45.10. 45.10. So that was a nice bounce. Whole bunch of billionaires. Poof. All of a sudden, just like that, a huge first day pop for the 140 characters. I mean, it's just like, yeah. I think that's big. I was watching it. At one point, it was up to $50. It's like a feeding frenzy. They didn't expect that to happen. So how about that? It's number two as far as internet IPOs behind Facebook's $16 billion and just ahead of Google's $1.92 billion because what they actually saw was they raised $2.1 billion in the IPO. So sure is interesting. Even my dog Mahalo likes it. He was watching with me today as I was looking at the stock to see what it did just for fun. Because it's just crazy. It's crazy wild when you think that Google, for you to own one stock, one piece of stock in Google, right? One share of stock in Google, it'd be $1,007.95. $1,007.95. I mean, that's why it's like legalized gambling. We're all standing at the craps table with your 401ks and your IRAs and all that stuff because you just don't know which way it's going to go. And everybody tells you they got a great tip for you, what they're going to do for you, what they're going to tell you, what stock it is that you need to get. All right, put stock in this. The president, whether he blunders, gaffes, doesn't seem transparent, you see his approval ratings dip down, there's just no way. The frustration might flow from the nooks and crannies, but there is just no way this president, I mean, you can forget about it. He's not going to get impeached. He's not going to be recalled. But for fun, and just to tap into what Dan was saying about, well, we're going to recall him. That's what's going to happen. Kind of pulling a Governor Gray Davis, in California when he was recalled and Schwarzenegger stepped in. So here's what we have so far with the Dan recall agenda. You have May, RC, Joe, and Rich, who all said yes. And this has only been going like 2 days, I think. You have Mark, who says no way, Jose. Bones, who says what's Dan on? No. You have Ack, who says absolutely not. And then you have Brian, who says, Kate, you're a smart woman. You're absolutely right. You will not be walking naked to New Jersey. There will be no recall. There will be no impeachment. It's just wishful, magical thinking on the part of Dan. Not that I think the president is so great, but I thought the one before him was just as bad, was equally as bad. I'm on your game plan. Let's get a third party. Let's start looking at a third party. All right, so there you go. It's kind of split down the middle at this point. Well, actually, the no's have a slight edge, but just by a teensy, teensy little bit. Just a little bit. But I have a feeling as the next 2 weeks roll out, it may go in the favor of the recall. The needle may move for the recall because the approval ratings keep dipping. The whole thing about the website and healthcare in general has infuriated even the staunchest Democrats. It's really not even politics when it's purely based on your healthcare and now this decision that you have to have healthcare. Hey, we want to wish happy, happy, happy birthday to a really cool guy, the Reverend Billy Graham. Hard to believe. He celebrated his 95th birthday. And there were a lot of interesting people at his party. Donald Trump was there. Sarah Palin was there. You had the Microsoft folks who were there. So it's kind of like a little who's who in the room, and probably many more that I haven't even named. Bill Clinton was on the guest list. He just couldn't come or he would have been there. 95 years old. And they actually started his birthday party with a video kind of tribute thing. It was part of his outreach called My Hope, and it had clips of Graham filmed at his home, and there were excerpts from his early days when he was, you know, crusading around the nation and, of course, around the world, too. He's had a rough time. I mean, 95, that's pretty amazing to get to 95. You probably have all heard me talk about my grandfather, John Fitzgerald, who made it to 93. And, boy, my grandfather really had his faculties. He was a voracious reader, and it was so cool to me that he, like, gently slipped away eventually. He didn't have a lot of rough things to deal with, a few medical things, but not too many. But Graham has been hospitalized for a few things in the past couple of years. He's got a wheelchair, of course, and he can't do the speech thing, but he seemed pretty aware to me from what I saw. He seemed very aware, in fact, about what was happening around him, and that's pretty darn cool. Because you got to think, some of the people that he's impacted, and just, you know, really, Billy Graham, some of the huge, on his crusade, some of the huge crowds that he's attracted. I mean, you know, bravo for the work. Bravo for the work, because that is a life well spent, a life trying to help other people. And he certainly influenced some people, and he certainly helped some people as well. You think of preachers who became uber famous and some that are famous now, and the differences of today and back in the Billy Graham heydays, where now you have like Joel Osteen, and you have the Purpose Driven Life guy, I can't think of his name off the top of my head now, Warren, who influences a lot of people in a different way. And it's even the whole television evangelist thing is so different, and got a kind of a black eye along the way too for some bad apples, but not Billy Graham. Billy Graham always hung in there, and like I said, made a huge difference in a whole bunch of people's lives. I said coming up that we were going to tell you about the three dreaded letters and the big blunder there. Wait till you hear it. It's pretty bad. But I would say this could be kind of the mini blunder of the week, or maybe not. I mean, this is intentional and, I guess, clever journalism. Today I was out somewhere and I saw Time Magazine. The cover of Time Magazine had Chris Christie, a silhouette of Christie, not a flattering one so much, and it said the elephant in the room. And, of course, they're talking about it was an outsized silhouette of him. And they're talking about the whole idea of him running for president and being reelected and all that sort of stuff. And you could say elephant in the room is a play on the whole GOP thing because, of course, elephants and donkeys. But it is... kind of one of those, I don't know, maybe double entendres. And it took me aback, actually, when I first saw it. It's like, oh, this is brutal. This is brutal. It's, you know, it's like a veiled reference, not so veiled reference, to a couple of different things related to Christie. And, you know, he's the guy who had the lap band surgery and didn't really necessarily want that out there, but then it got out there, and then he kept being asked about that constantly, you know, about the whole lap band procedure. And now he's being asked about the run for the president in 2016 and the possibilities of that. And is he really interested in being president? And, of course, he poo-poos that, but he definitely wants it, where he'll mention New Jersey, New Jersey, New Jersey. It's all about, the focus is on New Jersey and not governing and not on 2016 for him. So stay with us. We're making that final turn. I didn't do that very good. That's like kind of one of those mini cars. Oh, well. I'm not good at the sound effects. Stay with us.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system, and a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Terraganix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro EM1, the raw probiotic.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Get past the people, get past the human man.
All right, so that beep, 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 that was the crazy mayor of Toronto. It's been the strangest thing. This was a video of him where he was smashed out of his mind, and he's admitted that he was extremely inebriated in the video. So, hey, if you didn't have friends to actually take cell phone videos of you and put them on YouTube and release them to the world, where would you be? And that's the situation Rob Ford, the mayor of Toronto, was in. It's crazy. He's rambling. He's saying he's going to kill and he's going to murder and all this kind of crazy stuff. He is just absolutely trashed out of his mind. So he had to talk to reporters and he said that's embarrassing, and he was extremely, extremely inebriated. And they're saying, well, who has he dumped on that they're trying to burn him so much this way? It's been a strange week for him because on Tuesday he admitted to smoking crack in a drunken stupor about a year ago. And the police say last week they had a different video that showed him smoking a crack pipe. And they said they got that video in the course of a massive drug investigation into one of the mayor's friends and occasional driver. So there's been all this pressure. I mean, this is North America's fourth largest city. He says he's not going to resign. He's not going to take a leave of absence. He's not going to do it. He's saying it's extremely embarrassing. The whole world's going to see it, and that's okay. I mean, he says it's okay. It's out there. That's it. And he's just admitting up to it, because what's he going to do? Wow. Like I said, wow. Who needs friends with enemies like that one releasing it? And it's wild. It's been, of course, every late night comedian is having a field day with it. And I think by now everybody knows the name Rob Ford. Let's go to Ray in Missouri. Hey, Ray.
Hey, Kate. How are you, mate?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Just eat cheese since I got off work.
Yay. Hey, that's a good answer.
I was going to tweet on the Twitter. My father retired. My father retired the first month.
Mm.
We had youth deer season this past weekend, so we had all my nieces and nephews at the farm. And I was sitting around. He got a phone call, and he was talking to a man on the phone that called him and talking about money. And he hung up, and he said, I took out of my 401k. I took $500,000 and gave it with this financial advisor a couple weeks ago. And he's on the job. This is Saturday afternoon. This guy's calling him to let him know what he's doing. I said, well, heck, should have gave me $500,000. I said, Twitter is going to go public this week. I said, I'll just use all $500,000 and buy as much Twitter as I can. And then at the end of the day or at the end of the next day, I'll sell it all. I wonder if he took that to his financial advisor because he could have doubled his money today. I could have made him $1 million or another $500,000 in one day, huh?
Yeah, that's what would have happened. It was different than Facebook because that wouldn't have happened with Facebook. There was all those problems, remember, but it would happen with Twitter, absolutely. And who knows, it could still go up a little bit more tomorrow. I think it is going to be one of those growing stocks like Google.
Well, yeah, if you'd bought it 26 and then sold at 50, you'd have almost doubled your money.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I wish I'd have had $100,000 to buy stock this morning.
Mm-hmm. No kidding. That would have been great.
Hey, watch out for all those mayors or whatever that get drunk at parties with their friends and get crack. They might smoke it.
Yeah, right in front of you. Might encourage you. It's crazy. That mayor is just nutty, man. They did a funny skit on the opening of Jimmy Kimmel about it, too, and they were bleeping other things out, and he was on fire in this video. I mean, he was a crazy, wild drunk. It was nutty.
Yeah. Do you have a nice evening?
He's not snapping away. All right, thanks, Ray. Ray making everyone depressed that they're not millionaires now. I wonder if his father did take that advice. That would be huge. But it's, you know, it's still that whole gambling thing because Facebook just bombed out, and there's always the chance that it's not going to, it'll just rise a little bit. But I think that's a stock, and I'm not giving stock advice. I think it's a stock that, to me, probably it'll find its, it'll level off and find its spot, and it'll just probably grow like Google. I mean, where does Twitter have to go and expand? You know, I'm not sure their business plan, but the 140 characters thing works for a lot of people. At first, I got to tell you, I didn't really get it because it's like, whoa, 140 characters, and now you got to be somewhere, now you got to tweet about it. But so many stories and so many pictures and so many things have happened through Twitter that Twitter is the first to get and report half of the things that happen because somebody immediately, when they see something, they put it on Twitter, and then it just absolutely explodes. All right, so here is the blunder of the week, the three dreaded letters. The IRS is the three dreaded letters, by the way. And what came out of the IRS? Nothing but blue news. Nothing but bad news, right? The IRS issued $4 billion in fraudulent tax refunds last year to people who had stolen identities, with some of the money going to addresses in, you ready for this? It's big brains there. Bulgaria, Lithuania, and Ireland. The Treasury had to release that report, $4 billion. So they sent a total of 655 tax refunds to one single address in Lithuania. What, no one checks any of this? 343 refunds went to a lone address in Shanghai. In the U.S., most of the fraudulent stuff went to Miami more than any other city. Did go to some other places, Chicago, Detroit, Atlanta, Houston. So they say they're stepping up their efforts to fight identity theft, but thieves are more aggressive. More aggressive. They say last year they stopped $12 billion in fraudulent refunds from going to the identity thieves, compared with $8 billion the year before. And they had to release a statement, of course, when there's money that's missing. Identity theft continues to be a serious problem with devastating consequences for taxpayers and an enormous impact on tax administration. So here we go. At least he acknowledges it. Who gets screwed up in this whole thing again? You and me. You and me are the ones who are getting jammed up because 655 tax refunds go to Lithuania and nobody realizes, oh, that seems a little odd. Lithuania? Wouldn't somebody question that? That's just way too much money we're losing. So when the IRS is beefing up people to go after us for health insurance, maybe they should be beefing up identity theft, the amount of people they hire to chase down fraudulent returns. And this is from numbers that have been stolen. That is very scary to me. Somebody had a field day with our money, for sure. They got a ton of it. If it went to that one address, they were living high off of that. You know, it's a syndicate, I'm sure, that's ripping off information. But still, whoa. I mean, give me a break with that. Brutal. It's brutal for all of us, isn't it? So what an hour it's been. The buzz over Twitter, like Ray in Missouri said, to depress us all, if you had only put a little bit of money on that, you could have more than almost doubled it. And then we end on the crazy, crack-smoking, inebriated mayor from Toronto and find out that, oh yeah, the IRS refunded $4 billion to identity thieves. So it just keeps getting deeper, my friends. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
E-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440.